There was no killer whale swallowed a dog. Ma with a hog, she swallowed a dog. She opened her jaws and opened them wider until that chihuahua just wriggled inside her. That doggie was tiny, his bark was so whiny, I reckon that's why she swallowed that guy. And so would I.
Okay.
We got to the Baja, and rich folks, friends of Mark's, that Ralph put us up in that fancy hotel in the ocean, and that Ralph, he brought his spoiled son, Tommy, and Mark brought his good old boy nephew, Nicholas, and there we were, on the Baja, best fishing waters in all creation, without a care in the world, except for that little
captain, coming through, says my head on straight, good, hey, what's with the Dalmatian? His spots look pale, real pale.
Stetson, I'm only going to say this once. Do you know the difference between port and starboard?
No sweat. I'm a sailor dog from way back. Fore, aft, keel, bow, stern, pup deck. I know a seagulling vessel like the bottom of my paw. Why'd you ask?
No reason. Just so as you know, I'm the starboard dog, see, and you can be the port dog. We don't all want a crowd on one side of the boat now, do we?
Okay. I'm port. You're starboard. Sounds good to me.
Sharks everywhere. This is what happens if you throw the bait over before you're ready to go. Very dangerous.
Big deal. So there are a bunch of sharks around us. I got the first fish of the day online, Dad, and I'm going to get him in the boat.
It is probably a shark, too. They're all around. Maybe we should cut it free and go.
I don't care if it is a shark. I'm going to get him if it's the last thing I ever do.
Stetson, where are you, boy Stetson?
Here, Dad.
Stetson. Here. Will you please stop saying that, Tommy? What is it?
If Stetson were on the boat, he'd come when we got on, wouldn't he?
You're right. Then he's not here. Well, there has to be a logical explanation. He's not swimming in the little lagoon.
He sure isn't.
He's not on the boat.
Sure isn't.
Not in the water, not on the boat.
Dad.
I thought I asked you to stop saying that, Tommy.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Stetson doesn't go anywhere without his hat.
What are you saying, Tommy?
It had to be the orca. That's the only thing it could be. Dad, the killer whale. It swallowed the dog.
Steve, directly over my shoulder, you can see the helicopter. This is the moment of truth for today's rescue operation. The orca has been sedated by divers. Now all 20 tons are fast asleep. Divers have positioned a wet canvas sling around this sleeping giant. Within moments now, we expect the copter to lift her up and carry her right past our boat and out into the deeper waters and safety of the open sea.
Dad, look over there!
Tommy, you know better than to interrupt a live newscast. Keep quiet, son.
But look in the binoculars! Mark and Nick were swimming out this way, but Mark's waving his hands for help!
Tie down, Tommy. This is live TV. You'll have to excuse my son. He's a bit overly excited about the whale. Tommy, be quiet.
But, Dad, look! I can see fins breaking the water
fins?
Over there!
It can't be the killer whale.
No, Dad! Down where Mark and Nick are! There are fins circling around them in the water!
Here, let me see the binocs, Tommy. You're right. Looks like sharks. Clear out of the water, everyone! Sharks! Tommy, pull the anchor, quick.
We'll have to ask everyone watching the rescue to hold down the noise, please. This is being covered live.
You don't understand. The far end of the lagoon. Sharks. There's a man and a boy in the water over there. The sharks are circling them. I'm taking my boat, noise or no noise.
Uncle Mark.
Huh?
They're all going. Nobody came forward. Maybe this was a waste of time.
Well, Nick, the Bible says some plant, some water, but it's God that gives the increase. We're not responsible for getting them down the aisle or getting them to come forward. We're just responsible for giving the gospel out. We'll never know what he does through those tapes that they're taking home with them tonight.
I guess you're right.
Why did your uncle come all the way down here to give away free tapes?
Well, he has a goal to get 10,000 tapes with the gospel in every capital city in the Spanish-speaking world.
But why should he care?
Well, Jesus gave his life on the cross for us. The least we can do is tell others about what Jesus did for them. That's the most important thing in the world for Uncle Mark. I don't think I'll ever forget this day.
Me either, Nick.
You're thinking about the first time to be circled by sharks? There's nothing quite as frightening as that, is there, Nick?
No, I'm sure I won't forget that. but I was just thinking how good it feels to see someone accept Jesus as their Savior. I hope I never forget that either. I probably won't ever see Miguel as long as I live, but I know I'll see him in heaven someday. That kind of makes me feel like I'm in heaven already.
I know what you mean, Nick. You know, I sure am glad we met Miguel and that he met Christ and trusted him as his personal Savior.